If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
When I heard the news break the other day, and I thought, that person owes how much in fines for rat-related complaints? I needed to know more, so we reached out to Casey Toner. Casey is an investigative reporter with Illinois Answers Project. Casey, thanks for joining us, and thanks for hanging on. I know we had some breaking news there that we had to get to. So this person that has racked up the most amount of money in fines, am I accurate when I say she owns over 600 apartment buildings?
No. She owns about 600 properties throughout the Chicago. And most of them are vacant properties or properties that have kind of old abandoned buildings on them. And these properties over the years have generated several thousand tickets for things that are rat related. And that could be, you know, failing to cut your lawn or, you know, leaving junk out that, you know, rats can live inside. And now it looks like the city of Chicago is finally doing something about it.
Is there any other person in Chicago that has that many fines that have been racked up?
From what I can tell, no. And it's not even really, really close. And I think the way that this person, whose name is Susie B. Wilson, who lives in Northbrook, you know, she manages these companies, and there are more than 30 companies that she was listed as a manager of. And I think because there were just so many and there are so many different names, that I think the city of Chicago just hadn't kind of quite put it together. But now they have, and, you know, now the city law department seems like they're finally going after these unpaid fines.
And when did the city really start to strengthen the rules, the ordinances, the laws, the fines when it comes to rats?
Well, it seems like, you know, the rules themselves haven't quite changed, but the city going after it certainly has. You know, we published a story in August that showed that companies managed by Susie B. Wilson in Northbrook had amassed, you know, going back to 2010, more than $15 million in unpaid fines. And, you know, we spoke to people who, you know, lived next to one of these properties, and they told us about rats. They told us about, you know, overgrown trees burrowing into their house, and they couldn't do anything about it, right? And so we published a story that kind of looked at this and showed the big picture. And after we did that, it seems like, you know, the gears of government, you know, finally started moving. And, you know, now what the latest thing is that the city of Chicago decided to consolidate all of these judgments that they have obtained over the years against these companies into one case. And it looks like they're trying to do that now with the idea of going after her and going after all these companies all at once.
But I know that by reading your report that she's tried to escape some of this. I know there's limited liability companies now involved, some based in South Dakota. I mean, how long would it take the city to actually untangle all this and find out what she is actually responsible for?
Well, court, and anytime you involve lawyers, it always takes a long time. But this is something the city of Chicago has had, you know, their eye on for a very long time. And, you know, what we showed is this, you know, huge, huge list of unpaid bills. And then 1 week later, Susie B. Wilson Northbrook took her name off of all 30 companies, or all 27 companies, and then registered them to an LLC in South Dakota, where the disclosure laws are such that you don't have to say who's managing these companies. But the city of Chicago is insistent that, you know, she manages the companies, she's involved with the companies, and she owns the companies. And they are, you know, determined at this point to try to get ahead of this and try to figure out some way to collect some of this money, or, you know, maybe take some of these properties back.
Well, and it's disgusting, because nobody wants rats in their neighborhood, near their house, in their house. And she and those companies need to take responsibility for it and get this stuff cleaned up. And they need to pay their fines, because most of us, if we had fines in that amount, we'd probably find ourselves in jail if we didn't pay.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have kind of said the same thing. You know, like if you don't pay your parking ticket, your $50 parking ticket, you will hear from the city, you will hear from creditors, and they'll be after you until you pay it off. But this is a case where all these fines and fees just went to this P.O. box in Glen, in Glenview for a very long time. And, you know, one of the sad things about this is, you know, we put all these properties on a map and we kind of looked at the big picture. And, you know, almost all of these properties and almost all of these tickets were issued to properties in the south and west sides, you know, mm-hmm. areas of the city that are poor and they're black. And, you know, Susie B. Wilson lives in, you know, Northbrook, Illinois, which is, you know, kind of far outside the city. And I think just some of these circumstances have led the city to try to be more active in pursuing these fines because, you know, I've talked to many people who just said that they, you know, found the whole thing kind of outrageous. And, you know, the city in their most recent filings, you know, called her and called the companies extreme scofflaws.
So $9.3 million is owed from 5,140 judgments issued for violations occurring across more than 600 properties in the city. And that's just since January of 2018. I'm intrigued by your reporting. I appreciate you digging into it and finding out more. And what can we expect next?
Well, right now, the city is in the process of trying to consolidate these fines into one case. And a judge is going to rule on that. And, you know, if the judge agrees to it, then all of these fines, then all these thousands and thousands of fines are going to be brought together under one case. That'll allow the city to kind of focus all the resources on this one thing instead of trying to pursue 5,000 things. And so we'll find out what happens with that in the new year, probably.
All right. We look forward to talking with you then. Thank you, Casey.
Thank you very much.